Vice Admiral's log. Stardate 61401.5. Error. Error. Cannot comply. No log recorded.
You say we don't know. We say we don't know. We say Trek this
Hello. Izzy, do you want to do the hellos today?
Yes. Well, hello all, and welcome back to another episode of Davis Flyer Logs. How are we? How are we, everybody?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're real good.
Oh, yeah.
Great. I've had my crisp and cheese sandwich, so all's right with the world.
Awesome. So, we have just watched episode 18 of Star Trek Prodigy, and it is called Mother
Mind Warp.
Yeah. Shall we introduce ourselves? I'll start. Hello, I'm Izzy, ranking lieutenant in our family construct, and I'm the eldest daughter. Do you want to go next?
Shall I go next?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Steve, I'm dad. Do I have to give a ranking?
Yeah, what are you in our...
Commodore
no,
Davis.
Not on this ship.
Why can't I
be... On the Davis Flyer, what are you?
I'm a Commodore. Oh, what? How do you mean?
On
the picture that we've got.
Yeah.
We're all dressed up in...
Captain. Yeah, you're
I
captain.
I think I'm a captain. Okay, well, can I not be a Commodore for this?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a... Why would there be a Commodore on the Davis Flyer?
I don't know, because Commodores are cool.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be a Commodore.
Okay.
Do you want to go next, Eves?
My name is Evie, and I'm an ensign.
The eternal Harry Kim.
The dog outranks me.
the dog outranks me as well.
I'm Sarah, and I am Chief Medical Officer.
Okay,
fair enough. Commander.
And then you might hear Neville. He's been a little bit chatty. Neville has the ranking of Lieutenant Commander. So outranks me and Evie.
Yeah.
And Mum.
No, I think no, Chief Medical Officer is
often. No, Mum's a commander.
Yeah, Lieutenant Commander's less than
the one below commander. It's like halfway between. Anyway, shall I don't know what to do past this point, Dad.
No, you're in charge of this one. You're steering. We can do whatever you want us to do.
Okay. Why don't we have an episode run through?
Okay, right.
Evie, I don't know. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So this episode was all about the, like, what's the ship called?
Dauntless.
No, what's the ship?
Protostar. 18 episodes. Maybe you can't remember what the ship's called. The Protostar.
The Protostar. It's all about the Protostar and the Dauntless, like, understanding the positions of each other. So they managed to tell that story by... Dal and Captain Janeway.
Do you mean Vice Admiral Janeway?
Sorry, Vice Admiral Janeway, yeah. Swapping bodies. And so then Janeway was on the Protostar and Dal was on the Dauntless. Dal didn't really do much on the Dauntless apart from cause trouble, but Janeway was able to understand the crew's position on the Protostar and why they weren't answering the hails. And, Dal just caused a load of trouble and didn't really put anyone in a good position for where they should go forward.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds pretty good summary.
Yeah, that's a good summary.
Thanks for coming on really well. Yeah, well done.
Okay. shall we start with, I don't know, themes? Should we start with themes? I don't know. Were there really any themes in this one?
Well, Evie's just illustrating one in her excellent summary. What did you start with, Eves, in your summary? What was this story about?
The Protostar and the Dauntless understanding each other's positions.
Yeah.
Very good.
Understand your enemy, even if they might not be your enemy, but you think they are.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they were getting shot at, so.
Yeah. Hey, so last week, or last episode, it was a holodeck episode. This week, it's a body swap episode. I mean, they're really taking the sci-fi Star Trek
I was just thinking about that.
Technique,
so that's a good...
Mm.
They use that quite a lot in different Star Trek episodes.
Yeah. Go on. Mm-hmm. Can we remember any?
Body swaps.
Yeah.
Tuvix.
That's not a body swap.
Tuvix.
We're not talking about Tuvix.
That's a mind swap.
We don't talk about Tuvix. Oh, no.
Janeway was right. Anyway. What other body swap episodes do we know?
So you've got the Doctor and Seven.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, that is good.
And there is Spock. And his betrothed
to Pal,
who I can't in Discovery, they end up swapping, don't they?
Strangely Worlds, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Strangely Worlds, sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a good episode, you all. Anyway,
and the last ever original series episode where Kirk and Dr. Janice Lester swap bodies, because that's a good trivia quiz. How many actors have played James T. Kirk?
One, two,
and you have to include her in it.
Yeah. How many do you think? See if you can work it out.
One. Miss Pine. Three. That's the right name, right?
Mm-hmm. I got four. And that's five. There's five.
And there's the kid as well.
The kid.
Oh.
So Shatner, the lady who plays Janice Lester as Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Wesley, is that his name, in Strange New Worlds? And then Chris Pine and the kid Kirk in Star Trek 2009.
Into Darkness? No,
he's in Strange New Worlds.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, did you? You didn't see the last couple of episodes, did you?
Okay, I need to catch up, guys. You know what? I'm a busy person. I didn't watch the end of Strange New Worlds.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the end.
I want to watch the Lower Decks episode.
I don't want. I've got halfway through a lot of series.
I don't think you've seen all the Discoveries either.
Yeah. No. I've seen all.
You saw that? Okay.
How did Discovery end?
Flashy lights code thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has Discovery ended now?
Well, season four has. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You didn't see the end. You didn't watch much.
I didn't
Discovery.
Finish Mandalorian. I only. I did as soon as they jumped in time. Boba and fell out of it.
Did you?
To be fair, Eva, yes. Not over with you. I did watch it, but it's not my fave.
I thought it got better when they jumped. No, actually, the first season of Discovery was the best one.
Amazing.
I like that. When you just got Michelle Yeoh in it. And,
So anyway,
body swap,
guys,
bringing us back. What did we like about the episode? We had quite a few laughs.
We did laugh.
So should we talk about that, guys?
Kate Mulgrew nailed it, didn't she?
Oh my days! I would have. All I kept thinking was, I would have given anything to have seen her do that in live action.
Yeah.
I just, in fact, the next con you're at, please, Kate. Please just do that entire scene.
As Dal.
Yeah.
It was pretty
so funny.
It was the teamwork makes the dream work.
When she went and said, "Hey, antennas," and talking to the Dorian guy, that was great.
Admiral, my medical scan picked up faint cellular damage in your cerebral cortex. Your brainwave.
What? Oh, that's crazy. My brains are fine. I'm just busy thinking real hard, that's all.
Yes. I'd like to run more tests.
After I take a nap, you can run all the tests you want when I feel like myself again. You, antennas, you're in charge. Everyone else, keep doing an awesome job. Teamwork makes the dream work.
And liked the Salamander reference.
You're good Threshold reference. All right, we've covered Tuvix and Threshold in this podcast.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Brilliant.
We always mention Threshold all the time.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
I like that episode. Just for the lols. It's a good episode.
So I liked this episode a lot.
That's good. I'm glad.
And normally I find mind swap episodes a bit frustrating, like I find holodeck episodes frustrating. But
this had a genuine plot purpose. Yeah. It actually resolved a lot of their issues with communication.
Like what I said last episode.
I had something really important I wanted to say.
Did you though?
Yes. So do we think that Dahl did not raise the alarm while he was on the Dauntless. I keep thinking Dreadnought, which isn't it? That's a book in a novel. The Dauntless, because he didn't know who to trust.
Yes. Yes, because he's a kid and kids panic in those situations, don't they?
Because actually that would have solved a whole load of headaches.
Yeah.
He'd have just gone to her first officer and said, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's what's occurring.
That's true. I keep thinking Dreadnought is called Gridlock. Because it's because I don't know what Gridlock means, but it's because like the other day in English, I made a Doctor Who reference and one of the episodes is called Gridlock.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's just... And what happens in that episode?
They all get stuck in traffic for eternity.
So what do we think Gridlock might be?
When you're stuck.
Stuck in traffic.
In traffic.
That's it. That's
what it means.
Guys, when is anything between Dahl and Gwyn gonna happen? Okay, because he was like talking to the diviner.
I don't want anything to happen.
I agree with Evie.
You don't want it to happen.
Correct.
Oh, I'm just a hopeless romantic.
Because then, as soon as it happens, then it spoils the rest of the relationship. Like when Mulder and Scully got together on the X Files, and it all went rubbish after that.
So, what do we think of the diviner in this? Sorry, Izzy.
Interesting. I kind of get where he's doing, like the eye for an eye, like you know Chakotay and Tom in that first episode.
Yes, Voyager. Yeah.
Does sign.
You save my life, I'll save yours.
Yeah. But do we think that his perception of Starfleet has changed, but his duty to his race and his mission is still overriding his new information he has about Starfleet?
Also, well, yes, no, I don't.
Okay.
I think his whole thing throughout this is getting his daughter, completing the mission. He's seen how Janeway behaves and stuff and knows that she would look after his daughter. So he needed someone he knew would look after Gwyn if his mission failed.
I disagree.
Ooh.
I think that is what's going to happen. Your mum's right. I think that the diviner will see the error of his ways and they're building up Essentia to be
the villain,
the big bad. Mm. Yeah. And then those two will neutralize each other. That's my prediction. Those two will zap each other out in the finale.
To be honest, you had a good prediction with the why don't they just walk in the spacesuits?
I know, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, we'd all been thinking it.
Although I quite liked the way that they'd made it necessary for that to happen by like merging the warp bubbles and so that they couldn't just knock themselves out of warp.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite clever the way they put, kudos to the writing team there. Yes. I thought they put together a plausible plot device to make the story work in that scenario. I thought it was good.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I don't think we've had anything like major faults with the storyline.
Oh no, I have none. I genuinely have none. Yeah. Do you, Eve? What did you not like about this? You can normally dredge something up from your pit of dislike.
I don't like how unrecognizable David Diggs' voice is.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not Hamilton-esque.
Mm.
Well, he needs to speak in rap. And he's got a very high pitch, like not a very high pitch, but his voice is higher in Hamilton.
Okay.
Than it is in this.
But isn't that just like proof that he's a good actor? It took us like half a season to be convinced.
Like one word, I think you said him. Shields, and I was like, oh, that is David Diggs, because I didn't believe you.
Okay, so if I was going to be super critical,
there
wasn't much of the main characters in this episode, was there? It was all about Janeway and Dahl and people on the Dauntless. It wasn't about
the main
characters,
are there?
Oh,
well,
Wow. Yeah.
So normally,
that's a good point.
Normally, at this point, we talked about what character development.
There's the whole augment thing.
Yeah.
Janeway's found out that Dahl's an augment. That is
so sad.
No, I reckon Janeway will just help him get through Starfleet.
Worf got in.
He's not an augment.
They let Bashir stay.
That's true.
He's
just genetically enhanced, though, not an augment.
But it was still kind of bad that Worf was in Federation, though.
Worf in the Federation?
Worf was in jail.
Yeah. Klingons are our friends.
Yeah, but like when he joined, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
He was the first Klingon in Starfleet, but the Federation and Klingons were at peace at that point.
When What series is it? Mm-hmm. Where they aren't at peace and it's all about them making peace.
So the original series is...
No, it's not that one.
The movies.
No.
So the Klingons and the Federation make a peace treaty at the end of Star Trek VI. And then there's Enterprise. You think an Enterprise when they sort of don't know about each other, really. So they're not Maybe. Technically at war, but...
Oh, well.
But no, there's... Oh, and there's various points in Next Generation where I think they cancelled the Klingon Federation peace treaty at various points. And they had to rebuild it again.
Like, I think.
In that episode, normally. Okay, all right, well, that's cool.
I think Bashir's situation was different, though.
Why?
I can't remember if... Well, A, he had already joined Starfleet and he had done all those years.
Bashir.
And didn't he not know that he was an augment?
No, he definitely knew.
No, this was the argument I was about to make. Bashir lied about his genetic enhancement and got through and paid off. Dahl couldn't help it, isn't his fault, and is going to be barred from joining Starfleet. That's when there are going to be issues.
Do we know of any other situations when that's true? So we know about Una in Strange New Worlds. Or you probably don't know.
Is there are so many.
No, I do.
Oh, yeah. She's
an augment. She's genetically.
We know of augments and genetically enhanced.
But nobody else knows about her, though, do they?
Well, spoilers, but yeah. Do you not remember the last episode of Strange New Worlds?
I need to watch it.
Oh my God. Did she get arrested?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'd forgotten that.
Whoa, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Thanks, guys.
Dad said spoilers.
I did say spoilers.
If only I'd had a year to watch it, and now you've spoiled it.
Yeah, now your time's done.
I'm more worried about the millions of podcast listeners that we've now spoiled Strange New Worlds for.
Okay.
But it's been out for months, so, you know, we should have watched it.
Oh, well, maybe not everyone.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sookie can take that out if he...
No, don't, Sookie. I'm going to reference every sentence. I'm going to put a reference to Una being arrested at the end.
Daddy, stop it!
What?
You're just spoiling it.
It aired like a year ago.
Yeah, it was ages ago, man. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm. You know what? This is getting out of hand. I need to put my foot down here. Enough of that. Okay. Right, let's carry on.
What's the moratorium on spoilers then? How long ago are we allowed to discuss?
Like, can I tell you the end of Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a film. No! Oh, I've seen that! That has thingamajig!
Bruce Willis. Hayley Joel Osment.
Is he helping a kid who's
sees
ghosts?
Dead people, yeah.
I've seen that film. I worked it out.
Yeah, good.
Well, my gosh. I watched it with
May.
Yeah.
Wow. How did I guess?
Anyway, she's proud of myself for that. Anyway, I worked that one out ages. I worked that out halfway through the movie, okay? I'm just really smart, you guys. What can I say? Anyway, continuing. We've gone through positives. We've gone through negatives. I'm going to bring in a new segment.
Okay.
What do we want to see happen in the next episode?
Can we have a bit of theme music for your new segment?
Welcome to Izzy's segment.
That just sounds weird.
Okay, thanks.
I don't want to talk about your segment.
Anyway, okay, guys. Okay, hang on. I'll give you a little voice recording of that, and you can put that in, Suki. Just me going pew pew pew.
That's what they do in a Lego movie.
Okay,
Lower Deck.
Right, guys. Can I please have my segment?
Okay, yeah. Do your segment.
What do we want to see happen in the next episode? I'm going to start with Evie, because she, as you know, Mum's called the least amount of fuss. Mum, what do you want to see happen? If only one thing happened next episode.
Well, it's interesting because we've got two episodes left.
This is episode 18. 19's out as well. While we're recording this, 19's come out and 20 comes out in a couple of days.
So I would basically like to see real Janeway get out of jail and do lots of brilliant problem solving. That's what I want to see.
Do you want it to be Janeway do the problem solving?
No.
I don't think that's very on message with...
No, okay, maybe not. No, it's what I want, not what I think should happen.
Well, because the kids aren't smart enough to work it out. When the adults to come in and save the day.
I just love Janeway.
Is she getting her own series?
don't think so. I think, I mean, it would be cool, and people like say, hey, wouldn't it be great if...
Janeway! Bah, 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 bah,
bah. Cisco, I want Cisco series.
Oh my gosh, literally enough with Cisco. Okay, carrying on. Evie, if only one thing was to happen next episode, what would you want?
I would want... Banana Torres to show up.
That would be cool. That would be amazing. Okay. That would be cool. That's better than mine when I said I wanted. I was going to want Spock to arrive, but that's ridiculous.
Guys, like... isn't he dead? You're making a joke.
No, I don't think we know.
Out of Izzy's segment, okay?
Okay. No. Okay. Right.
In all seriousness.
She was serious about Balana turning up. That would
actually
be cool.
Actually, that one's feasible.
Yeah.
Because she could be on one of the ships.
She could be on the Dauntless. She could be the engineer of the Dauntless.
Maybe.
Yeah. What would I like to happen? I want to have two episodes now where there's no misunderstandings and everyone has to work together to make it all happen. And so we've seen all those Federation ships, so maybe the Dauntless and the Protostar have to work out how they're gonna save the Federation, the fleet. Oh, by the way, nice to see a Defiant class ship on there. Did you see that?
No.
I like that. And there was some Enterprise, there was some Sovereign class. Some cool ships on there.
Awesome.
How many ships are there in Starfleet?
Oh, apparently
6 million.
Gazillions.
And they could all be in the same place at the same time without any issues.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what I want to see happen, guys, thanks for asking.
I bet you'll tell us. Yeah. Mr. Ferrick.
How many ships are there in Starfleet?
In fact,
what's happening now? See if he can tell you. And we'll put it in this podcast, because the longer we can string this along without Izzy getting a chance to say her bit about her segment, the better.
Has she not started that yet?
No, she's not done that bit yet.
I've not done my part of Izzy's segment. Okay, thank you very much. I want to see RockTok have her massive moment. I think that RockTok's going to be the one that saves the day. I'm just saying, I'm a big supporter of...
Yeah, okay.
Also, I'm going to make a stand now. RockTok is ginger.
She's red. She's Brickar. I know she's ginger, yes.
No, she's like that colour.
I would class her as ginger.
Terracotta
like... pink.
She's pink, isn't she?
Oh, guys, what? No way.
She's not
pink.
All right. Pretty pink in that picture.
That's because your phone's rubbish.
Yeah, that is it. Anyway, so yeah, guys, thanks for coming on Izzy's segment with me. I'm now going to hand over to the marvellous Izzy to finish off this podcast. Thanks.
Hi, guys.
Okay, we're back. Have we got any messages, Mum? I don't know. I probably should have checked this before I...
Okay, so the lovely Adam says that...
Adam who?
My friend Adam.
Hi, Adam.
He thinks Prodigy's moved ahead of Discovery, and he's not even sorry about it.
Wow, so he thinks Prodigy's a better series than Discovery.
Well, at the moment.
It's a good shout.
I would admit to being initially sceptical and underwhelmed in the beginning. However, Star Trek Prodigy has gone from strength to strength. This second half of the first season has been excellent. Mm. Animation can be just as good, if not better, than live action shows.
Mm. Good shout, Adam. Hi, Adam.
I'm going to tell you why I think it's better.
Mm.
It's moved away from the really cringy kids' messages.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Well, she just feels less forced now.
It's got more plot. They've done the story, the world building. You know, like that first two chapters in a new book.
Mm.
You know, where it's just world building, it's storytelling.
Mm.
Or like the first book in an 8-book series, right? And they've moved away from, guys, everyone has to love each other and be friends, and it's important to be a team. No, that's important, right? But now we've got the plot. We've got the exciting stuff.
Mm.
The first half was great, you know, that was important, but now we get to enjoy it.
Mm.
That's what I think.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. Dun, yeah. Dun, dun. Yeah.
Any other messages, Mama, or is that
I'm just having a look.
Cool.
Surely, of our legions of followers, listeners, some will have written in.
I think even Suki's been busy.
I imagine he's just blown away with the quality. I mean, how do you quantify your thoughts on such a great episode as that? I thought it was really good.
I mean, he probably thought you had another 5 weeks to get his contract. Probably like, oh, those Davises, they're not going to get one done until Easter at least.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, we have been pretty...
Sorry, guys.
It's a good job, like, our careers don't depend on this.
Or the fate of the nation.
Yeah. I've got another 5 days, Matt, like, top. That's a minimum.
We're going to hit him with two podcasts straight in a row.
No, he's not going to know what to do.
Luckily, it takes very little editing and putting together this, other than your insistence on having sound effects for your segment.
Well, that was you.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
So and Izzy's segment will work.
So Adam does not know how many ships are in Starfleet.
But you need to be precise on the date as well, don't you? We're in 20...
Yeah.
Are we in 2400s yet? Are we in the 25th century yet? 2363 was the first episode and it was Jan. I don't know. Well, listeners, we will update you in the next episode.
Oh.
Should we do lights out of five?
Sorry, guys.
Apparently the most narrow figure is... 5,000 to 10,000.
Cite your source, Sarah.
Well, this is screenrant.com.
I go on Screen Rant all the time. That's
there would
crazy.
Have to be many thousands of ships, wouldn't there?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about how big the universe is.
Well, Memory Galaxy. Alpha.
Yeah, what did Memory Alpha say? They're the most reliable, I think. Although we are drawing to a close on our podcast, so get your message in quick, Sarah.
I'll do
lights whilst everyone's whilst that's happening. Evie,
how many lights you see?
Four lights.
I asked how many lights you see.
Lights out of five.
4.321.
Awesome, Daddy.
Yeah, I'm going a maximum. I'm giving it five lights. There are five lights.
Awesome, Mummy.
I'm going five.
Yeah.
And I know you've all been, you think mine's the most, the best opinion. I know you were thinking that, guys.
Mm.
I'm giving it a five lights, which means that you should definitely watch it or rewatch it.
Yeah.
Always listen to what I say, kids.
Yeah. Okay. Have you got the final answer yet, Sarah?
I haven't, no.
Right, we'll just have to do it next episode.
Disagreement on Tinternet.
About how many starships there are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say there are four.
I think there were 10 Constitution class starships
Lights
originally.
Starships, just four.
Just four.
Right, should we round off then? Yes. Izzy, take us home.
Well, guys, it's been great going on this journey with you. We'll continue at warp 7 to our final destination of episode 20. We've got one more episode before that episode, which means there are two episodes left. So we'll probably be there in, what, like 2 weeks? Wow. Cruising at warp 7, like I said. This is the Alpha Shift signing off. Thanks, guys.
Alpha Shift? Have you just introduced a new name for us?
I don't know. You got the Alpha.
The Davis Fly have, like, Beta Shift as well. Wow.
Sorry, I was just making as many...
No, I'm just intrigued by the idea that the Davis Flyer might have, like, four other groups of people doing this.
We're
as well.
A pretty big
Whoa.
Ship.
Man.
That's weird.
In different universes.
No,
that's
sorry.
More weird.
Wow, you just rocked my world right at the end of the podcast there, Is.
Well, let's finish this off.
Okay.
Off podcast. What are they doing? Thanks, guys.
Bye. Live long
and
prosper.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello there. I'm Kate Mulgrew, and I voice Catherine Janeway in Star Trek Prodigy. This week's lesson is to keep an open mind. Everyone at times is guilty of assuming a situation or person is exactly what they seem.
Don't you know who I am?
No, we do not.
So it's important that we stay neutral and allow room for the truth to reveal itself.
I made quite a few assumptions about you, and they were all wrong.
This week, we saw my character, Vice Admiral Janeway, pursue the Protostar and its crew, assuming the worst about how Dahl and the others came to acquire her good friend Chakotay's ship. When she and Dahl swap bodies... She finally hears their side of the story and remembers what she learned in Starfleet.
When I was a cadet, I learned that a good officer keeps an open mind.
Okay. Shut up.
Are you singing the Voyager theme tune?
No, I'd definitely be the I'd be the Deep Space Nine theme tune.
All right, Suki, can you put in a piece of music now that says Izzy's segment? Ready? Say, welcome to my segment.
Welcome to my segment.
And hopefully maybe some Star Trek related sound effects happened there.
Oh, but yeah.
I'd like maybe a transporter hum. How about that?
Oh, yeah, or some phaser shots.
Yeah.